In the past, they've floated the idea of taxing at the point of sale, but those taxes have been really low, and they don't think that those taxes are enough to actually change people's behaviors. And so the idea of the excise tax is that we're really making the producers of these products pay the tax, which means they will pass the costs along to the consumer, and that at a cost point of about a 20% increase in the product, that people are likely to change their behaviors. And this is something, if you look in the past month, this has been introduced in the state legislature, and there's been a lot of interest in that in the state of California. Other questions? Yes, so you are very astutely pointing out that low sugar foods are high in salt, and that is a challenge. And I very much agree with you that if we are in the position of buying foods that are already packaged for us, that one side product of lowering the sugar content is that many manufacturers are raising the salt content. I don't think that this needs to be the case, but it clearly is the case, which is one of the reasons why, for me, these are two linked things. We can't unlink them, because if we unlink them, what's happened over time is that we've created low fat foods that have more sugar and salt, we've created low sugar foods that have more salt, and all three, fat, sugar, and salt, are related to our health, our cardiovascular health, are related to obesity, are related to other things that we think are important for our health, and so I think they all have to be tackled together.